Bill, one of the biggest changes that we might see might be right around the sports district here in downtown. Tell us about what's going on with Shad Khan and Mayor Curry.
Yeah, look for some big announcements there. We know that Jags president Mark Lamping has taken Mayor Curry and Chief Administrative Officer Sam Musa on a cross-country tour of Cordish Company's sites. These are mixed-use entertainment districts that are around sports facilities. The mayor's been dropping hints that something's coming. Shad Khan's been dropping hints.
We've been hearing about Khan's plans for the shipyards. This might mean some specific plans being announced.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Let's move to the west. What can we expect to happen in the La Villa neighborhood?
Things are really taking off in La Villa. It was mostly demolished in the early 90s and has been pretty barren ever since. But things are starting to take off. This past fall, the Lofts of La Villa opened. We have another residential building with 180 units under construction now. Several more are planned. Summer Classics has planned a high-end furniture showroom in a historic building in the area. And then JTA is building Jacksonville Intermodal Station. It's been planned for decades, but it looks like it's finally getting started. This will combine bus, BRT, which is Bus Rapid Transit, and the Skyway. And long-term plans include bringing rail back to the Prime Osborne.
Okay, that's happening in La Villa. Now take us across the river to East San Marco. What's happening there?
So with the I-95 exit coming up at the Atlantic Boulevard area, there's a lot going on. The East San Marco mixed-use development with the Publix is on ice, much to the chagrin of people in San Marco like myself. But the rest of the neighborhood isn't waiting around. There's a mixed-use proposal for the old Florida Baptist site. There's another mixed-use proposal on Phillips Highway at the I-95 interchange called San Marco Promenade. There's lots of activity along Atlantic Boulevard in San Marco and in St. Nicholas. Most significantly, the Dimitri brothers have proposed a major redevelopment of the Southgate Plaza in St. Nicholas that would include a Publix, which would be a major challenge to the San Marco Publix right up the road.
Take us over to Brooklyn, finally, rounding out our 2018 development predictions.
Yeah, so there's even more apartments proposed for Brooklyn. There's several that are there, but more are coming. And some other smaller-scale developments. There's a brewery planned for an old abandoned church. A distillery is coming online. But also, more on the DL, some developers have been quietly buying up land, several parcels along Park Street, as well as to the east. So something's got to be coming, and hopefully we'll hear something more in 2018.
That's Bill Delaney with Modern Cities. That's at moderncities.com. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.